Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:13 British Summer Time, and this has been quite a day for the commodities complex. Very quiet day on the equities, though. Probably the most noteworthy of the big markets we look at is Mexico. That's up 1.27%. But in Europe, very quiet today. Pretty much closed where they opened. Pretty much the best performer was the FTSE, that was up a fifth of 1%. Up 11 points, but not a lot to report otherwise. Very quiet trading on the Nikkei and the Hang Seng, both Nikkei down a bit, Hang Seng up a bit, and the Australian index up just a little bit, but really very, very quiet. Taiwan, on the other hand, got absolutely hammered, and that is quite a large dynamic after what is it, about a 2 month downtrend. So there's a possibility that could be climactic as it's coming into some support. But we'll see in the next couple of days. But pretty steady markets in here today, and this is pretty much on the back of this new what they're presuming is going to be a Hurricane Wilma, and they think that that's going to push up into the Gulf of Mexico by Friday, which is, I think, a day behind schedule. And obviously that has had quite an impact on these commodity markets, particularly natural gas, which is up 541 points, or half a dollar. It's up at 13.76 right now. It's been as high as $14, so off a little bit from there. Well, actually off quite a bit from there. It zoomed up there in early trading on the electronic market, but as soon as the pits opened around 3 o'clock, it started coming back off a little bit. So, but what that has done is helped to reassert the overall uptrend. Oil is currently up just under $1 right now. It's at 63.60, has been as high as 64.28. But what that's starting to do is push back up into that September range, which is sort of between that sort of $63 level, or sorry, $64 level, and about $68. So pushing back up into there. And all depending on where we see this hurricane developing. Again, we're really in, we've seen it all before in the last couple of months, and it's really paid to buy the rumor, sell the news on this sort of thing. And I'm sure that there's going to be lots of people piling into that trade, but that does increase the reversionary risk because if everyone's long, who's going to be there to take the opposite side of the trade? So that's definitely something to bear in mind if you are tempted to go in there. I'm pretty much completely liquid at the moment because I'm getting married in 3 weeks' time, and I don't want to have to. I've got plenty to worry about apart from worrying about positions, so I'm not going to participate on this occasion. Gold has also had a particularly good day. Well, I can't say a particularly good day. It's had a good day in here. It's up just under $5 at the moment. It's at 474.40. Platinum has been all over the place today. It was as high as 9.45 earlier on. It's down at 9.36.5 right now, which is up 9 on the day, so about halfway up on the range. But good action and taking us out of that quite bearish action we saw on Friday. Silver up 2. That had really fantastic action Friday. You could class that as a key reversal on the upside, but because it didn't come down very much, that I'm a bit loath to call it that. But good upward dynamic on Friday is reasserting the uptrend, and the point that we can say about all of these precious metals, including palladium, which is up $7.10 at the moment, that's at 217.30, is that they all have rising lows. So rising lows over the medium term and over the longer term. So that's really quite bullish. The dollar is stronger in here today, so you have these precious metals going up into a stronger dollar. The euro is at 120.46. That's been bobbing around there around the 120, between 119 and 120 level for over a week now. The British pound is quite weak in here today. It's at 175.50, down over a penny, down over, I think, a penny and about a third. Treasuries are pretty stable. So the big news really is in the commodities, and it's not just precious metals and energy. Soybeans is up 9 at the moment, so it's at 5.98 and a half on the November contract. That had a good upward move last week, steadied up. You have good action here today, so that soybean's looking much better. We are seeing this a little bit of cyclical movements coming into the agriculturals because wheat is looking better, has been looking better for quite a while, and we have soybean oil had been looking better as well. I posted all those charts last week, but soybeans is looking good in here. And the industrial metals. Now, copper is having a storming day. On the US listed contract, it's up 640. It's 182 05. So that's really a very good reassertion. And copper just continues to surprise on the upside. Interestingly, over the last 6 or 7 months, we haven't had any sort of big downward dynamics that we would normally associate with trading copper. It's been very steady, and all the reactions have been relatively equal sized. So that's looking quite good. Some of the other, well, pretty much all of the other industrial metals did pretty well in here today. Tin, which has been sort of languishing around the 6,500 level, had been as high as 6,700, 6,750, in fact, but gave up, well, over half of it. It's currently up 100. It's at 6,575. So this is probably not going to be the day that tin breaks up to breaks up out of this downtrend that we've seen it in for the last 6 months. Zinc, on the other hand, is up 40. You'll see that chart in the interesting charts today. It is look. I posted the weekly chart because it's broken out to new highs. I think this is the highest it's been in 8 years. So that is, if, and particularly if you look at the very long-term chart, like 15, 20 years, I think it's starting now to break up out of its base, which means that the potential upside for zinc could be really quite impressive, and really does have the potential to surprise on the upside. Coffee is also up today. It's up 440. It's at 104.05. So that's a really quite good move there. I'm just going to pull that chart up. I hadn't seen that earlier. Just bear with me for just a moment while I miss my typing. So that's pretty good action because it had come back under 100, and that is reasserting. It's an equal size move to the one we saw at the beginning of last week. So that is it's good action in pretty much all of the commodities in here. And I'm wondering, is that all to do with the hurricane? I seriously doubt it. Probably the energy and the precious metals, certainly, but soybeans, coffee, probably, well, almost certainly not in that case. So we did see the Treasuries break down last week out of that sort of fairly extensive support that had developed around 114. They're currently at 112.18, pretty much flat on the day. But we are starting to get these higher yields coming in. I think it's 4.5% right now on the 10-year. As soon as we start seeing this move up into 5% and 6%, well, if we see it moving into 6%, that's going to be sort of first step above the base type of territory. I'm not saying that's going to happen right away, but it is something that we need to be aware of because these treasuries have been in a downtrend for, I think it's nearly 20 years now. We have posted, I might post that chart tomorrow, the overlay of the Nikkei and the 10-year yields, because the Nikkei has picked up, yields are lagging. They've been in lockstep for really quite a long time now. I'll post that chart tomorrow, certainly. I'll definitely put it in the interesting charts if not comment on it, because it's well worth a look because the treasury yields are lagging right now. But apart from that, there's not very much else to comment on today. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening, and if there's anything at all that we can help you out with or any way we can improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact me. Thank you.